Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. A little out of breath because dancing started early today. Welcoming you to our Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is the Sunday before Christmas, and Hanukkah starts today. So that's why it's our Hanukkah and Christmas edition, because next Sunday will actually be Christmas Day. Yes, we will have a show, but it's the last Sunday of the month, and it's Christmas Day. And I figured, I've paid my dues over the last 28 years, and I've done several shows on Christmas Day. But I'm going to keep with the encore edition for the last Sunday of the month, and we will do an encore presentation next week. It's going to be a good one, though, my last behavior teaching show with Walter and Nathan, so you want to tune in to catch up because we'll be live again with that in January. Anyway, today's our last chance to celebrate with you in person, or mine anyway. So let's see, you can find us on Facebook, too. Go to Martha Norwalk's, or go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And darn it, I forgot. We were all so excited to be in the studio today my phone's been weird. And so I haven't been able to take pictures to put them up on Facebook. However, I am having, after hours and hours of time on the phone with Apple and all of that stuff and being told that, yes, my phone, I didn't need a new phone. It only needed yada, yada, yada. Well, I went in for yada, yada, yada this last week, and guess what? It killed my phone. So I now, I'm not real sure what it means, but I've graduated to the world of 5G, and I now am the proud owner of a new, iPhone 14. So I realized now while I'm talking, well, heck, I could have taken pictures, and probably it's even better because I'm supposed to have a better camera and all of that. But anyway, I forgot. Maybe we'll remember and get a picture before we're done here. But I should be able to do pictures now and Facebook and all of that as long as we have connections here in the studio. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's set the table here. And except I want to tell you, on Facebook, man, there... Now, you also, I not only have a new iPhone, I also finally have a new computer because I get all of it at the same time. And I drove all the way up to Bellingham, and I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I have a great new computer, so I can do everything again that I haven't been able to do. And that's really exciting. And but I had a real adventure getting all of that stuff taken care of this week. But at any rate, be prepared for more stuff on Facebook because my computer didn't always cooperate. But now I got a new one and working really good. So I got a few. Anyway, there are some very cool videos up there and photographs and stuff. Now, before I go into that, let's just set the table here. And as always, keeping everything working smoothly, that would be our production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas, Nathan.
Happy Hoshabang to you.
Whoa, wow. Okay. And he has a surprise for us today. We actually have, of course, because it's our Hanukkah and Christmas show, and last live one before Christmas, we get to sing today our animal Christmas carols. But Nathan has found us backup music. Which may totally mess us up, so we may have rehearsal on the air for a while because we haven't practiced. It'll be fun. Anyway, as what makes the show whole is having someone in the Moodlet studio like our beloved call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
So nice to see you in there. And you were Christmasing it up with your work last week.
Yeah, so I was Christmasing early.
We missed you last week.
Thanks. I was Christmasing with my work people and Christmasing last night with some friends. So, yeah, it was good.
All right. But you had a good celebration last week.
And, yeah, we did.
Wonderful.
It looks like Santa came early to you, too, with your phone and your computer. That's pretty fancy.
Well yeah, my own personal Santa. Yeah. Yeah, it all happened. I wasn't intending to buy a new phone, but it's kind of like, you know.
Might as well.
Well, I couldn't believe it when I'm up in Bellingham and I'll tell you guys about that because it's a great story and if anybody needs help like I did, but they're telling my phone dies. Fortunately, I know what's going on, so it was all backed up on the cloud before I let them mess with the phone, and then it died. But then of course they say, well, and you know we don't have any new ones. It's hard for us to get them. So then there was a bunch of tap dancing, and I couldn't believe that all of a sudden, sort of panic feel of, oh my God, what if I might have to be out without a phone for a day or two. We are so hooked up in this world of technology. Never mind, for crying out loud. It is the third Sunday of the month, and it's still the third Sunday of the month, and that means... And guess what? She's in the studio with us too.
Yes.
Our wonderful medium communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter, is here. Good morning,
hello.
Natasha.
Good morning.
All right. So now you know everybody's here, and I'm just excited because it's Hanukkah, it's Christmas. We're all in the studio together, and I have a new computer and phone, and it all worked out.
So you're walking into this Mercury in retrograde with your feet on the floor.
No, well. Now that's kind of debatable.
Well, at least with your two technology things.
Yes, yes, that has been done. I have had some. Well, when we talked about it last week, because it was Dr. Nails and Linda were here in our healing show, and boy, we had great discussions about stress and dealing with stress, and they gave us some great techniques, both from Nails and Linda. On how to deal with stress and that sort of thing. And it gave me some different tools and different ways of approaching it. And it did help me this week. But I had a major awakening in that, my back went out. And so I've been having to deal with a bad back for the last couple of weeks or so. And I didn't do anything. It was all stress related. Mm-hmm. And I actually felt it happen. I told the story last week, and it was really quite strange, but it was all stress related.
Yeah, isn't it interesting when you feel that energetic shift that it goes on? Yes.
Yeah, and so I did say when we get to our affirmations and we officially start the show, I was saying, the accepting everything, I didn't do a very good job of that. And I know last month you said you're doing a little different wording, so anyway, I'm going to have you... We might need to shift up this one a little bit or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I could have done a better job, I think. At any rate, I'm still getting completely back healed in that I'm not very good at not doing anything. And because I live by myself and I'm in the country and there's stuff to do and it's winter and And as much as it would be okay, you have to give your time to heal, and that just doesn't work for me, and I'm just not good at that. So I kind of have to heal through the process of still doing the things that need to get done. So I figure out ways to do things, and
so then it gets into not necessarily what you do; it's how you do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we have to shift how we do stuff.
Yep, so I'm doing things a lot slower these days and so forth, but I'm doing much better, and I'm experimenting with a new tool, because I was in to see Jude and Whispering Dragon get my sound healing and chiropractic on Friday, and my pelvis had shifted again and all of that. Anyway, and so she told me about an SI belt joint, waist belt, or hip belt sort of thing. And sure enough, we looked it up on Amazon and had it was in stock and ordered it. Well, it came the next day. It came Saturday morning, which was unbelievable. It's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was great because I had a long counseling session scheduled out in the Preston area. So I was going to go into the snowstorm again yesterday because I woke up, it snowed all day, all morning at my house yesterday and where I was going and all of that. But because I have my Subaru now and I'm good to go in the snow, I was going to go and all of that and on my way and got part of the way there and a major roadblock on Highway 203, which is my only option to getting where I was going yesterday. Made accident, highway totally shut down. So it's kind of like, well, okay, Divine Mother, I guess it just isn't in the cards for me to do this session today. So, you know, I called my clients and then her daughter looked it up online. Oh, yeah, it's shut down. It's about a mile out of Duval and it's totally, anyway. So I had to bail on my session yesterday and turn around and not do that. But as it worked out, that worked out kind of well, pretty good. And I have them rescheduled. So I will see them when the weather is a little bit more
in alignment.
And we're not getting messages every 6 ways from Sunday that it's not a good idea for me to do that session. But I would have been working for 3 dogs out on 17 acres in the middle of a snowstorm and all that sort of stuff. And probably not the best thing for my back and all of that.
Yeah,
and
walking on icy, snowy.
And may not have been able to do the best job with. So it all worked out, I think. Anyway, so I am. But I've been playing around with this little SI belt, and you gotta get it in the right place. But man, it makes a huge difference. And in that right little spot in my lower back, where I get a flare, if I do move in the wrong way at the wrong time, or it just completely stops that. So anyway, so I'm experimenting with that, but I have a new tool that seems to be now. Of course, the first thing that Jude told me is that now, Martha, this is not intended to let you do things that you're not supposed to do. So, of course,
it just adds stability for the things that you need
to do. I'm not always a good patient and follow instructions, but okay. Now, she also explained because the instructions on it say wear it day and night, but you don't with a device like this that helps and supports you, you don't want to wear it all the time.
Because then the muscles rely on it.
Because then your body starts relying on, and you don't want that. So so I'm experimenting about when do I need to wear it, how much am I going to need it to help me heal through this process, because it kind of keeps everything stable there. Anyway, so I'm excited to have a new healing tool, and I'm doing my best to use it as instructed, although I can't say I did have to load in a whole bunch of pellets and carry a bunch of 40-pound bags of pellets yesterday in and out and all that kind of stuff. But I did it carefully, I'm fine. So I didn't trigger it again. So anyway, so happy Hanukkah, you guys! Hanukkah starts today.
Yes, it does.
And of course, well, Christmas is a week from today. How is everybody ready?
No, me. I'm 80% there.
All right.
Got the tree up. I'm pretty ready. I think I'm ready.
That's right. My tree's not up yet.
What?
Supposed to do that on Wednesday. Oops.
Uh-oh. Oops. Well, I don't do a tree anymore, so I don't have that to do. But, and I'm totally not ready. I mean, I guess maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I mean, things have been so crazy in the last couple, 3 weeks. I don't really know which end is up. And I think maybe I'm ready, but I don't know.
Before I put the tree up, didn't think I was ready. I don't really want to do this. But then I did it, and now I kind of like looking at it. I don't know. It's nice. Yeah, the lights on, yeah.
Are you real or artificial?
Artificial. Because I like a big tree, because I have this big space to put it. And so to get a big tree that's real is a big hassle. So I've got this huge artificial tree.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I like artificial because you can leave it up longer. I put mine up always the first weekend in December or somewhere in that first week. And so I always keep it up longer. And a real tree, you couldn't do that.
Yeah. So. We always had, there was no such thing as artificial trees when I grew up. And because, I grew up in the dark ages, but so we would always have live trees. But my mom and I were really picky about Christmas trees. And so for us, the only Christmas tree is a perfect noble fir.
See, and I would rather go for a noble. So when I picked out my artificial, I had to get one that was noble-ish.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, so it has to be a noble fur and it has to be perfect. And I could tell you lots of stories about how long it would take us to find the right tree. But me and Dad were often not speaking to each other by the time we had a Christmas tree and came home. But anyway, they're perfect for decorating and tinsel and all that sort of stuff. But I think when after my mom passed and I was taking care of my dad, it was just too much to take care of him and do everything. And that's when I decided to go to an artificial tree. Mm-hmm. And I found one that was, you know, noble-like. So it was cool. And I have the most phenomenal collection of Christmas tree ornaments because I have ancient ones from my mom and dad's family all the way passed down. And from my husband's, who's now on the other side, past family and all of that, plus everything I've collected. And I have the most spectacular collection of ornaments. And they've been sitting in boxes in my attic for years now. So I'm not quite sure what to do with them all, but they're wonderful. And but I just don't have the time or the energy to do it all anymore by myself. Anyway, so I don't have a tree, but I have been absolutely bedazzled by all the wonderful lights in the neighborhood and so forth, and you know, all the Christmas tree lights or the houses decorated and everything are particularly great jobs out in my neighborhood this year. I'm looking forward to sometime this week going out with Robbie and my tea and going Christmas tree light watching, because me and Robbie Golden go out and look at Christmas tree lights. And I don't know that he really admires the lights, but
he just likes to go.
He likes to go and has and enjoys the process. And we have a good time. But I wanted to tell you. So part of the things I've posted a few things with snow. There's some really good ones up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. There's a great one that there's, I don't know, there's got to be 3-4 feet of snow, and they dug a trench for their dog. And it's like an agility course in the snow, which
I
is
like
very
cute. I like the crows.
Yeah, but the crows, that's what I was going to say. My favorite post I have never seen. It's absolutely amazing. If you go there, it's a video of crows, two crows playing on cars in the snow.
Yep.
And
rolling down the
if you bring it up, they are intentionally playing. They are having a fabulous time in this snowstorm, and they actually fly up on top of the windshield and roll down the windshield. You know, like the dogs you see sliding down the hills in the snow? Well, these crows are sliding down the windshield of the car, and then they fly back up and slide down again. It's just totally cool to see these crows and to realize they are so intelligent, incredible beings, and they are having a blast.
Yep, I've watched them where they've been like on a metal roof, and they've found something that they could put it in their bill, and then they
drop it,
and then they slide. They put their feet on it, and then they slide down it, and then they pick it back up and fly it back to the top again.
Slide like a sled.
It's like a sled. Yeah,
cool.
It's so funny.
They are very clever. Did you pull it up, Nathan?
I'm watching it right now.
Isn't it cute?
I love how they go to another car because the old one just lost the snow from so much sliding. It was like, this one has more snow. Let's go to that one.
Yeah. So they go to a new car and start over again, sliding down the windshield. Anyway, if you've never seen crows play, it's really cute. Now, just above that one, is it above there or below that one? I'm not sure. But have you guys ever seen red peacocks? Did you know peacocks come in red?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but there's the coolest video of this. And at the very beginning, this peacock fluffs its tail out and does it, you know, when it ruffles it all out. It's the coolest looking thing. And because the red tail matches the trees, the leaves in the trees of wherever part of the world this was being filmed in. Anyway, it's spectacularly pretty. And are you looking at the red peak? Isn't that cool?
They just amaze me.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Well, yeah, peacock, you know, and I know I posted, you know, your regular, you know, your green and blue peacock tails and the albino peacocks and the tails. But I don't remember red ones before. These are pretty incredible. Anyway, there's some very cool stuff on Facebook and likely to be more because I now have a working computer that can do all these things again. So enjoy the crows and the peacock. And there's a very cute, cool little video about maturation. I think it's maturation. It's when birds as a flock, you know, fly in the air and, mm-hmm. and do different formations and stuff. And so it's a video of birds, groups of birds doing this migration. And then below them, it looks like there's a group of white birds on the grass doing the same thing. But then as you watch the video, it's not white birds on the grass, it's sheep. And they're being herded by dogs and a shepherd.
Oh, I saw that one.
And it's very cool to see it all happening together. And it's kind of like it's going on the ground, it's going on in the sky, but it's birds in the sky and sheep and border collies on the ground. It's very cool.
Well, we're coming into a time where we're going to really notice the animals are interacting with us.
Oh.
I was down in California this summer and doing some healing work, and it was neat how even the pigeons or the doves, whatever they were, as soon as I would get to a certain point in the healing, they would come and swoop around us and then go back to where they were at. And they did this like about 7 times while I was doing this healing work on this beach. And it was amazing how they just were in sync with the energy work that we were doing. And that's the way animals are going to be doing. I walked out yesterday and here's a deer straight in front of me, or I think it was Friday morning. It was like right there, and it was like, oh, good morning. Thank you for your message. You know, it's like animals are going to be, we're going to notice that animals are going to be speaking to us. It's going to get, it's going to be the theme next year.
I forgot to mention it last Sunday, you know, when I started the show, because I'd forgotten about it. But last Sunday morning when I went out, I always go out with Robbie when I let him out for the first time, you know, in the morning, just mm-hmm. to make sure gates are closed and there's nothing weird's going on out there, because after all, I'm out in the country. And there was a hoot, a great horned owl fest going on.
Wow.
And I mean, there was a couple of hooting back and forth and stuff. And so I love my Merlin Bird app, because then I can turn it on and identify what kind of a hoot it is, who it's coming from. But it was great horned owls. They were hooting up a storm last Sunday morning early. And it was so cute. This morning, for the first time, I have confirmation, you know, with my hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, you know, one feeder with the hummingbird heater on it. And the other ones are not heated. And I've learned a lot about hummingbirds again this winter. And the hummingbird nectar that we make and put in the hummingbird feeders, it has to get colder for it to freeze. So it doesn't start, get to the temperature where it can start freezing until 27. But even it got down to 23, the last cold spell we had a couple weeks ago, hasn't been that cold. It got down, I think, to 26 this week, my place. But so far with the leg warmer sweaters on my heaters, on my feeders that don't have heaters on them, they're not freezing. So those sweaters have proved to be really, really helpful. I've got a second heater ordered because I want to put one out in the front where I have another outdoor outlet. So I have a heated feeder in the front and the back. And now I know why I've wanted to do that. And I felt like I needed to do that. Well, this morning for the first time, it's getting lighter later.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't really start to light enough for the hummingbirds to wake up until about 7:45 this morning. And I happened to be paying attention and watching out the windows. And as soon as as soon as it was light enough, my backyard hummers, and they came to the heated feeder and just parked on. They just woke up, came, and they just sit on the heater. And then they just stayed there for the, you know, until
they wanted to get warmed after the night.
Yeah, and I went over to the other. There's another one that's not heated, and they're not on that one at all. They're just all of them are just sitting on that heated heater. And then when I took Robbie out the front ones were coming to the feeder, but they're not staying there because it's not heated. So anyway, as soon as my new heater comes, then I'm putting another one out in front, and then they'll have a heated, but they must be able to feel the warmth from it and so forth, because they're having a little hummingbird huddle right on the warm feeder. So now I know they get up in the morning and come and just sit on the warm feeder for a while. So if you want, you might enjoy that too if you get one. All righty. So my goodness, we are way over time. Let's take care of advertisers while it's come to my attention. And then when we come back, we'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And continue on from there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. It's our Hanukkah and Christmas edition right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk. And gosh, we just heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, was in the studio last week, and he would love to chat with you about you or your animal friends and let you know how he can help. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, I want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers, so shoot me an email if you're interested. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Oh, that reminds me, Nathan. Never mind, don't listen to this, you guys. The Animal World Live at Hotmail, you know that email account?
Uh-huh.
I screwed it up. And I don't know what I was doing last night, but I was bringing it up because I checked it, and, you know, I now have a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse. Well, I had a touchpad before, and I'm not used to the wireless mouse. It's real sensitive, and I was fruiting around. I must have clicked something, and it messed up the emails, and it's all the old ones, and the new ones aren't there, and it doesn't look the way it used to, and I can't figure it out. Can you fix it?
I can't even sign in. It needs a code, so.
All right, we'll do that later. So anyway, so we'll... Anyways,
it sounds like I knew Mercury was, when I felt Mercury starting to change about a week before, started coming in. It's in the shadow effect now. It's going to go in here next week.
Oh,
but
delight.
It came in with a roar. And so I've noticed a lot of people. I've heard many people having car accidents, computer, phone issues, you know, just things just not flowing right with technology, metals, you know, there's something about Mars in there too, because Mars does with the metals and stuff like that. So it's called concentration.
Well, I've been saying since Mercury went direct the last time, in this whole respect, that it's felt to me through this whole time like every planet in the universe has been in retrograde.
Well,
it's been
it has.
It's just been like that consistently for me and pretty much most of the people I know.
Yeah.
And so, Mercury's going in retrograde again next week, it's like, well, okay, I guess bring it on, because what the heck? It's been in retrograde as far as I'm concerned all along here.
We've had now almost 2 years where Mercury was in retrograde at the beginning of the year. So whatever happens kind of at the beginning of the year, I don't want to say is the theme of the year because we can change it, but it seemed like it's been a Mercury in retrograde couple of years. Because it's about, you know, going back into the Ries, thinking of what we want to say, do, be, you know, and right now our old patterns aren't working. We have to create new patterns.
Well, look at me. I got a new car. I got new glasses. I got a new computer. I got a new phone. I mean, everything is changing for me and upgrading, it would seem, and all of that. So there's a lot going on.
Yep.
So before we officially start the show, I don't want to forget about the weather, Nathan. I was noticing just even driving through town on the way to the show today, we still have haystacks of snow in parking lots, you know, from last week and the week and the snow. So, but everything I've heard on the weather and stuff says that, well, it looked to me on the radar that I pulled up this morning in the future forecast, it looked like Natasha could be driving through snow on the way home.
Yep, and I'm not able to leave Seattle until about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Yep, so you may be driving home in the snow up in your area.
But it says
for the rest of that, the snow's supposed to be coming in tonight. Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, what do you got currently for weather stuff?
It's going to slowly increase in the amount of snow as the week goes on through Thursday. And after Thursday, it starts going back to rain. So at this point, doesn't really seem like a white Christmas is going to happen. There might be snow on the ground, but it might not be snowing itself. And temperature is just right around the low 30s, mid-30s, and warming up as the week goes on.
Isn't it supposed to dip into really cold at some point in the middle of the week or something?
It will over the next couple of days. We're seeing a low of around 23 on Monday.
Yeah, I had something like 17 on the forecast for me or something.
The outer places.
Yeah, depends on where you are.
The foothills.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that category. And just pay attention to your animal friends. Remember, if it's freezing outside, you need to make sure that everybody's got a source of water, you know, including your domestic animal friends, but also our wild friends. You know, I've got a fountain that runs all the time, and then I have a cooker that I call it that I put in that keeps it from freezing. I haven't had to plug that in yet because it hasn't been consistently cold enough to freeze the moving water. But you want to be prepared for all of that because everybody needs water. Even when it's winter.
Mm-hmm. And we have a waterfall that flows. At least there's a portion of it that doesn't freeze over. So
I just want to mention, too, for at least the greater Seattle area, probably looking at about 5 inches of total over, you know, 4 days snowfall. So like one inch on one day, 1 inch on the other day. Looks like total accumulated snowfall would be about 5 inches.
And, you know, if that happens, that completely shuts down Seattle.
Yeah, it does.
5 inches. And of course, if it's 5 inches in Seattle, that means it could be a foot or more, you know, out in the foothills.
Well, I'm not saying that's going to be how much snow will be on the ground.
Right.
It's just over the span over 4 days.
Now, I think, knock on wood, that I am prepared because I went and stocked up to make sure that if the weather goes south again, if I get a power outage again, so I've got lots of fresh fruit and veggies. I've got food that I can eat that doesn't require cooking, you know, because power goes out, then I'm like sandwiches and fruits and veggies and stuff. So I'm all ready, so hopefully there won't be any more power outages and that sort of thing. And maybe there'll be snow and stuff, but I'll be good. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But just remember to take care of your animal friends and to make sure that everybody's got water.
Yep. If I can get north of Starboard Road, I am on the flats. So I'll be better off.
All right. Now, we do need to officially start the show because we haven't done that yet. And if you're wondering what that means, if you're not usually here to start, that is because I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animal for so many years. That would, of course, be Saint Francis. Have a couple of little St. Francis prayers because it's Sunday, and then our affirmations. But we thought we'd try to do a little something special and get some sound going, and Natasha brought her singing bowl. So
yes.
We'll see We have this is a crystal singing bowl, and we haven't had one. I don't think we've had one in the studio before.
Not since the Pontins.
Well, yeah, but they didn't bring crystal singing bowls. You know, they had, you know, the Tibetan bowls and bells and gongs, but not the crystal singing bowl. So do you want to see how that how it works?
It does. And I want people to know that this is a lower toned singing bowl. And what I find is that, you know, you if you really tune into it, it can really help synchronize your body in a different way. Like, you know, when I've done it lately, my stomach gets a little bit twisty and turny because I'm kind of off in that chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And so letting those feelings move through you. Don't stay with them. Let them move through you, because this is this bowl kind of sings for just a few minutes. You can actually do the mantras on top of it, but it's a longer singing bowl. So let that tone move through you. Not let those feelings stay.
Okay.
It's to break things open for you, move things through for you.
So we start with you striking the bowl and getting it, and then I'll do the stuff, and then you can do it during, or we'll do it again after, or whatever.
Whatever
we'll see
works.
How it goes. Let's see how this sounds. Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it tones different.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. Okay, so I have to sit with the sound for a minute before I can get back. Yeah, very nice. That comes through pretty good, doesn't it, Nathan?
I can't see it. Are you moving the bowl, or does it just kind of pulsate like that?
Yeah, pulsate. Wow.
Well, she just whacked it, but then now if you whack it and then
sing
circle
it,
then you can make it sing. Can you?
Yeah, I don't want to do that because the mic is right here, and it's a very high vibrational when I sing it. So, you want me to try it?
Yeah, you can back it away a little bit. Yeah, she's using the wand around the bowl, around the edge of the bowl. See, and that gets it singing even more. Ooh.
Doesn't
we can have fun someday. I have one that's a throat chakra crystal, the same size as yours, and then I have one that's like 10 times bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge. I mean, I couldn't bring that one in. It's so big. Wow, that's nice. All right. So you want to bonk it again, and I'll start our prayers. All right. We start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Oh, all right, for the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Here we go. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty now. We're going to start with our group of affirmations here. I got a pile of them. I say them each out loud three times, and you can participate with me and say them out loud yourself or silently or not at all. This part, joining in, is totally up to you and voluntary. Not like dancing. That's required. But you can participate this with us if you like or not. And this first one we do for ourselves as individuals. And here we go with that three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty. Now the second one comes from Linda Rasmussen. She always gives an affirmation to keep the energy going after she does a remote healing for you all. And this one proved to be so powerful that now we do it for ourselves as a collective. This one, I think, made a huge difference in my life. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. And then this next affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. And this is the one I like to use to get you in the right frame of mind to go out in the world and spread love and light and healing rather than going out in fear and worry about catching something. So here we go with this. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All right. Now, this next one, this is the one that came from Natasha about us aligning and accepting what's going on. But I know last month you said that you had a tweaked version that you've been using. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll do this one that I'm used to doing and that we normally do, and then maybe you can share with us what you're doing, because maybe we need to combine them or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So anyway, this is the one what we have been doing. I am grateful and thankful. Oh, no, never mind. That's the one. Right. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Okay, so Natasha, what is your current version of this one? You said you do a little differently.
What I usually do is I have the beginning of this mantra be the same, and then I always add on what is going on in my life.
Okay, so say it for me so I understand.
Okay, so I always say, as I attune to the energies of the now, Father Sky, Mother Earth, align me in so that I can be the greater I. Let me be attuned to, and then whatever I'm going into. So like if I'm going into school,
so you do
I'm
more
going
detailed.
Into,
okay.
Yeah, and that, or if I'm going into the grocery store, or if I'm going into, let's say, a conversation with someone. Whatever that is. So whatever I do, I tune it into that, but then I go into that. And I always say Father Sky because I know that the sky is part woman, you know, feminine and masculine. But I know Mother Earth is so feminine that mm-hmm. I like to balance it with the mm-hmm. Father Sky, Mother Earth, so that I am the conduit in between is the image that I get.
All right. So you can add little adjustments there to that affirmation at home. Mm-hmm. All righty. And we have one other affirmation that we conclude this whole ritual with. And this, again, is from the Ananda Institute. And it is the Warrior of Light affirmation. And with this affirmation, we're spreading the most powerful energy, and that's love and light, all over the world. So here we go with that. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and for the week. And thanks so much for your singing bowl, Natasha. And maybe why don't you activate it again just to conclude our little ritual here. Woohoo! Wonderful. Alrighty then, before we run out of time in this hour, we need to catch up with advertisers one more time, and then we come back and continue. So stay right where you are. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 18, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, for the panel Archetypal Symbols about the winter solstice. Joining the panel will be special guest Israel Ahosi, president of the Astrological Lodge of London, to celebrate this worldwide collective cosmic energy. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 18th at 1 o'clock on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
All right, we need a Rudolph with red-nosed reindeer. Woohoo! Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It is our Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas edition. Natasha Venter is here, Nathan's here, Stacy's here. And the Jingle Cats are here, of course. Woohoo! All righty. And then during the break, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, New Pro Nuggets. Cats love them, and they're great. And the dog supplement and the skin and hair coat supplement, absolutely phenomenal. And a lot of us have our dogs on it. Natasha and Nathan, are you still using the New Pro supplements
yep.
with your
mm-hmm.
dogs? Still happy?
Yeah,
still
right.
happy. I'm finding with it being so dry and you know, it's been hard to keep the skin
the oils up.
So we've been putting an egg in, and I've even been putting a little olive oil in the food. Not very much, just a little bit, you know, just like a, not even a
teaspoon. Well, there's something that a lot of people don't realize is that especially our dogs, as our cat friends, will need more oil mm-hmm. in the winter mm-hmm. than in the summer. You'd think maybe it was vice versa. But in the winter, you know, most of our domestic animals live inside with us
yep.
and we turn on the heat and that dries out the air.
Exactly.
So it dries out their skin and hair mm-hmm. coat and with the colder temperature. So anyway, it is more important for the oils. And that's for humans, too.
Yes.
During the winter than the summer. So that's yeah, good that's, advice.
And yeah, I heard intuitively she needed some olive oil. And I don't put much on, just, you know, maybe a tablespoon, you know, on, mm-hmm. you know, the food that we get. And so it all mixes up. And she's actually getting to the point where it's like, you know, just doing the powder is not good enough anymore, though.
We've been going with the gravy and pouring the gravy on top of her normal kibbles in the morning mm-hmm. uh-huh. instead of just sprinkling it on like a powder.
Yeah.
So that the you take the powdered New Pro and you mix water with it to make it a gravy,
mm-hmm.
and then
yeah,
then yeah, I do just dry food. Then you put the powder in, and then I add a little water and
yeah.
mix that up together.
Yeah, that's what
so
I.
That's kind of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
alrighty.
Then sometimes an egg goes in, you know, to add that, so it's less water. You know.
Yeah. So. Cool. Alrighty, so if you are interested, check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business. The Whispering Dragon Center has now been congealed with her home in the Shoreline area. Great location, fabulous healing chamber in her home, and it's even better than it was before in the other location. And so if you have a chance to get in and experience the gongs and in person, and I'll tell you, I would not have made it through these last few weeks without Jude keep my body in balance and keep putting it back in. And it's amazing how intuitively and how what she does, she can tell you exactly what's going on. And without the cracking and stuff, put you all back together,
mm-hmm.
which is very good. And she does a thing called blocking, where, you know, she'll use these blocks to get your pelvis and stuff back in alignment. But there's no cracking and manipulation like that, so there's no pain involved, which is really cool. And it actually does help you heal; doesn't keep you inflamed and irritated. So anyway, if you are interested, check her out: whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call, and she can work with you in person at her home in the Whispering Dragon Center, or remotely. And the number to call is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We don't have a whole lot of time left in this hour. I think that what we will do is we will chat our way through the rest of this hour, and then and Natasha, we have sidelined the love train during the holidays here. However, we're still dancing, and we found out that the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs play some really bop-worthy music. And so we had a full studio, minus Stacy, of course, last week, because she was Christmasing elsewhere. So her studio was empty. But it was me and Nathan and Dr. Nels and Linda. And we did play my favorite Hava Nagila by the Jingle Cats. And mm-hmm. we had, you know, Dr. Nels kicking out his feet and stuff. We're missing him. I'm missing him this Sunday in the studio because he did that dance so well.
Yeah.
But we are going to play a couple of Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs Christmas caroling at the top of the hour. And you get to dance along with us. And then I think when we let's start the second hour, once we get going, I think we should have at least our first round of Christmas carols. And so I think we need to do a little singing, Nathan, and remember, he had a surprise for us when we got in this morning, and he's got us a backup soundtrack for both, and so we'll have to see how we do with that. It might be a total disaster, but you guys are going to experience with us, and we'll have fun with it no matter what. And you know, we might have to do it 2 hours in a row until we get it right, but you know, we'll figure it out. So we'll do some Christmas caroling, Animal World style, to start the second hour. And of course, all along, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and it's Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So if you've got questions for Natasha or me, want to check in. Seemed to me we talked to some folks last week that were I wanted to check back in to get a read from you this week. So we'll see. Anyway, I'll give you phone numbers now just because I'm thinking about it. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. You can interrupt anytime, and we do our best to make phone calls take priority. So we'd love to chat with you sometime today as well. Alrighty, so it is time to close out hour number one. And fire up the jingle cats and dogs, and remember that dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and cruise around the room with us, and we are going to be jingle catting and still doing our best to send love and light around, but having a good time with our dog and cat friends singing for us. So I also energize up the jingle cats and dogs, just like it did the love train. And that seems to make it even more special. So let's put a lot of energy into this. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats and dogs, and they're coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.